Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Success Academy. We are in session 4 of our 8-week course. This week we're doing a deep dive on nourishing your network, developing and implementing proven skills and tools to help you develop your relationships and to help you develop the capacity to grow your success and grow your business. I love this week's content. I think I feel that way about every content piece each week, because they just have a different powerful influence to your success and to what you're creating. But happy President's Day, at least here in the United States. It's President's Day, which I think, welcome to being the president of your own life, right? Literally and symbolically, as we meet here together and the work we're doing in Success Academy is helping us be more intentional creators of the lives and businesses that we have. If you haven't yet taken a moment to get yourself focused, invite you to do that, invite you to log off your social media, your email, grab yourself some water. I've got water and celery juice here this morning. You guys read into that or researched that at all? There's a great book and gentleman called The Medical Medium. Follow him on Instagram. Just love. It's like drinking minerals and vitamins first thing in the day, but a little celery juice here. But grab water, tea, coffee, grab your notebook and workbook and allow yourself to just settle into opening up to receiving. There's some great gems that are going to take place here together today as we go through this process. Absolutely loved last week, and I loved our coaching call last week. If you haven't had a chance, if you were not there live, to listen to that recording, invite you to do so. If you need any help at all to access the recordings or the membership site, you can do so. Feel free to reach out to Heather, heather@tiffanyspeaks.com. She'll be happy to help you out. There's some great gems that we talked about, and one of those key things talking about, what if I'm feeling behind? Should I just stay with the week that I'm in? Should I jump ahead? How do I manage that thought process? And just invite you to do so, just to breathe into that and to know and say, okay, I'm just going to choose to be present in the week that we're in. I'm going to release any of the thoughts and the stress, right? Remember, you're feeling what you're thinking. So when I start thinking the thought, I'm behind, what does that make me feel? Or when you think the thought, oh, I'm behind, how does that make you feel? It's not good, and it checks you out of the game. So just choose to say, great, I'm making progress. Progress is my most important goal, not perfection, and I'm here to make progress, and I'm doing that. So let's jump into week 4. I love this content. We're going to start on page 24 today in your Success Academy workbook. We're going to be talking about, as we start to take the turn now into this week and the next several weeks, we're going to be focusing a lot on growing your business and some business coaching aspects to helping you do so. You can, of course, on our coaching Q&A calls, bring up whatever questions you want. Sometimes it'll be business-oriented, sometimes it's personal, sometimes we're working through the mindset pieces or things. But just know, as we start to change and move into this conversation, we're really focusing in for every single one of you is helping you grow your business, whether you're product-based, service-based, whether you're on a career path, whether you're self-employed, maybe you're doing both, is that all of you are in the people business. So again, whether you're working for a large company and you have a role and a title and a position there, or you're growing your own thing, is that you're all in the people business. So what we talk about today will be applicable and very influence-oriented to creating and increasing your own success, is you're all in the people business. So imagine, let's say you graduated from high school, maybe you went on to graduate from college, and you open up that diploma, and no matter what you studied, maybe you studied technology, maybe you studied communication or business or family or health or whatever it was, it's literally, when you open that degree, though, what it really says is, welcome to the people business. Is you're all in the relationship business, right? Think about how you got connected to Success Academy, some form of the relationship business. Some of us, we may have met at a live event. Some of you and I, we met years ago, and then we've just stayed connected. Maybe you get my newsletters in your inbox, or you follow me on Instagram, or we interact or dialogue there. But the reality is that some of you, you may have been, you know, in my life years ago. Some of you we may have met literally weeks ago, and whatever that might be. But at some level, you likely got introduced to me through someone else, right? very rarely do you just stumble across someone. That can happen too, and you feel a real resonance for sure. But likely someone said, hey, you need to follow this coach, or I really like her work, or someone else posted about me, or someone invited you to an event. Whatever it may be, it's through some relationship is how you ultimately got connected to being in this program, right? It's that you're all in the relationship business. That's true for me. It's true for you. Whether you're for-profit, non-profit, it's growing what you want has everything to do with your relationship. So at the top of page 24, it says master networking. Now, for some of you might say, I don't really love the word networking, and that's okay too. It's neutral for me. But networking, or network being the key of that word, right, is the power, and even we want to break it down before or into a smaller segment. We go from networking to network to net, is to think about casting your net, or who's in your net, or how do we expand your net, right, and being intentional about growing your relationships. Now, another powerful word I really like related to relationships is the word connection. So maybe you don't like the word networking or networker. You might say, I want to be masterful, though, at connection. And there's a statement I want you to write for me in your notes that says this. It's a simple formula, but it's connection equals clients equals cash. Right? Now, I love all of those words because it's an alliteration of all C's. But truly, what you're after in your business, whether you're online or in person, is the power of connecting. Right? And that connection is what leads to the clients, which leads to the income or the revenue or the cash. And so it's focusing heavily that whatever business model you're in or industry you're in, we're going to have that same core purpose together as we grow your purpose, grow your influence, grow your Etsy shop, grow your network marketing business, your platform, you name it. It's heavily focusing in on connection. I want you to write for me in your notes, I am in the people business, or I am in the relationship business. To be reminded of that always, and coming back to that over and over and over again. No matter how much success you've created, it's still about the power of, are you nourishing your relationships? Now, something I just want to highlight, and that's core and central to all human beings, right? So if I'm you, I want you to be thinking about, gosh, I'm in the relationship business, I'm in the people business. Then I want you to ask the next intuitive question, which is, what is it that people need? Or what is it that people are seeking? Because if I can help people get their needs met, then I'll be successful at influencing them to helping them do so. If I'm a solutions provider, as I like to call it, if I'm helping people get their needs met, man, that's going to help me get my needs met. As Zig Ziglar says, if you help enough people get what they want, you'll get what you want. So think about, what is it people want? And I mean really, truly, deeply, what is it that all human beings need? What is it all human beings want? And I want you to write this for me in your notes. It's the core human needs. And those core human needs are pretty similar. But no matter our race, our age, our gender, our socioeconomic background, human beings have the same core essential needs, and those needs are the need for respect, the needs to feel valued, the need to feel appreciated, the need to feel significant or important, the need to feel listened to or heard or understood. I always say feeling heard in any relationship is like oxygen to the relationship. I'm telling you, it's such a key skill set. Is creating space where people feel heard. Now, that doesn't mean you're always going to agree with them. But if you're in the people business, and you are, right, and whether you're talking about your marriage or significant other partnership, you're talking about your children, your friendships, your business, getting promoted, getting supported, being nominated, advancing, you name it, comes down to that, are you meeting these essential needs with other people? For sustainable success, and for significant growth, massive impact, massive influence, your people skills are the central force of your success. Now, you already knew that before you got on this call or listening live or listening to the recording of this session this week. But it's reminding us and then becoming more intentional to create consistency of how we show up in relationship. But those same core essential needs. I have them. You have them. Everyone you know currently, or you'll come to meet this week or in the next year or in the next 10 years, everyone has those same core essential needs. The need to feel respected. Am I loved? Am I respected? Am I valued? Am I appreciated? Right? As Mother Teresa has said, human beings on this planet are more hungry for appreciation and recognition than they are for bread. Core essential need. And again, the need to feel heard or listened to, and that people feel valued and that they matter to you. Is again, you in the people business, this puts you on the path of the extra mile. As Wayne Dyer has said, it is rarely crowded along the extra mile. We live in a world, we live now in a world called the selfie world, right? It's like the selfie focus, heavily selfie oriented. And there's nothing wrong with an actual selfie, of course not. And there's nothing wrong with healthy self-love and healthy self-care, absolutely not. And you know I'm a big proponent and advocate of healthy self-care, for sure. But all too often, again, our success in life is, yes, take care of yourself, and as important, I'd say, is taking care of other people. So it's both. It's not either or. And I find that as I take care of myself, as I prioritize my self-care, I have more energy to help take care of other people. Does that make sense? So it's thinking about this, though, is if you want to expand your influence, your impact, which means and equates to sales and income, is being heart-based, service-based, and being intentional about how you show up in relationships is critical to your success. Now, as you can see there on page 24, it says, people buy from those they know, like, and trust, right? It's just reinforcing what we're talking about. So we want to be intentional to say, how can I build and nourish my relationships? How can I be better at this? How can I up-level my skill set? How can I expand my network, right? The power of that for yourself. Many years ago, I heard this phrase from Robert Kiyosaki. I worked for his brand many, many years back when I was still corporate employed, and loved that experience. Robert Kiyosaki is a financial education teacher. He's written many, many books. You've likely heard of the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad. He also has a powerful game called Cash Flow Quadrant, and people play the cash flow game and so forth and learn about their financial literacy. Where I remember learning this from him, I'm not sure if he's the one that created the statement, but I learned this from him where he would say this phrase where he'd say, your network equals your net worth. Your network equals your net worth. And so, again, when we think about, okay, I want to grow my business. I want to grow my influence. I want to grow my net worth. Then we grow our network. And grow means, yes, in terms of expansion of quantity, but I also want you to think in terms of your relationships going deeper in terms of quality as well. Is that we nourish and deepen existing relationships. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in our call as one specific strategy, especially for those of you that are feeling cash flow tight right now or thinking, man, we really need to make some money here in this quarter or need to increase our sales. We'll talk about that's a powerful way to come back to. So I'll just tuck that in now, but we'll come back to it. But it's really looking at that conversation to say, okay, I'm in the people business, my network. Am I actively nourishing it? That's the title of this week's training, Nourish Your Network. Because everything I've just said is you're like, yes, that's true. I'm in the people business. Yep, people have these same core needs. People buy from those they know, like, and trust. So you go, great, I get it. Check, check, check. But now what I want to move into is let's be intentional creators to nourish that network, to add the value, to show up in a certain way, where you're nourishing your relationships on a daily and weekly basis. Now, a lot of the things I'm going to say today, some of the things you go, oh, yeah, I know that. But as your coach, it's, am I living it? Right? We all have knowledge. But as I said on week one, and I'll say here again, is great knowledge doesn't change your life, doesn't change your sales, doesn't change your success. What changes your life, your business, your sales, your income, and your success is the application of, am I living these principles? And am I living them consistently? Notice I'm not saying perfectly, but do you have routines? Do you have rituals? And we'll talk about those again today, too, of how to have those routines, how to have those rituals to help you create that kind of consistency. That's what we're after in this week's call. Again, people buy from those they know, like, and trust. You're in the relationship business, so we want to build and nourish those relationships. So let's talk about this. On page 24, it says build and nourish relationships, and there's three subpoints that they can cross over one another, but I want to go deeper on each subtopic called the wow factor, deposits, and thank you of how we build and nourish relationships. Number one there, that first subtitle or subtopic says the wow factor. Again, I've mentioned the extra mile, right? And I call it the extra mile club, is I want you to join the extra mile club. But the wow factor is what you could also call the just because in a relationship, right? You've all probably experienced that, been on the receiving end or been on the giving end of that. Or just because you do something for someone, you want to let them know you love them. It's like when your significant other brings you flowers just because, hey, I just want you to know I'm thinking of you, appreciate you, the just because aspect for that relationship, what an influence it makes, right? That wow factor, it's not expected, it's not someone's anniversary, it's not a birthday, it's not Valentine's Day, it's just because I wanted to do this kind thing for you. Well, in personal life, that's fantastic, and I want you to apply it there as much as well as in your business life. It's the just because, right? That's the standout, the above and beyond what you're experiencing. Let me give you two examples, but I want you to think about, and here's a resource for you, but I want you to think about creating experience for your clients, right? Is how do we create and deepen the customer experience? That might be the example, like I remember walking into Lululemon off Park City Main Street a few months back and walked into their shop. And I really like a lot of their athletic wear and so forth. But I walked into their shop and they said, hey, can we get you something to drink? You know, and they had a whole little mini fridge of different, you know, flavored waters and things like that and so forth. And it just adds, right? That's a thought of how we add to the customer experience. You don't pay for that. It just adds to and so forth. That might be as well thinking about the conversation of, you know, how people, if you have a storefront or if you're online or free bonuses or things like that, which we talk about in weeks to come as well. But just thinking about the above and beyond. But there's a great book, a great resource called The Experience Economy. There's also a TED Talk after the exact same name, The Experience Economy. It's thinking about that. That's a really rich and awesome addition to what we're talking about. Well, let me give you two specific examples of the wow factor. Here's one that I experienced, and then I'll tell you one that I facilitate. Years back, I was looking at joining or upgrading my email management system, my email list, right? And I had been on a previous group and had been there for a little while. And I started researching a group called Infusionsoft. And many people I highly respected in my same industry were utilizing them, people that had a much bigger platform down the road. But I just started researching them and becoming aware of them. And it took me about 6 months to pull the trigger. But I had the experience, I said, yes, I really want to up-level my customer CRM, right? Which CRM is customer relationship management software, right? It's the same where you get an email every single week or twice a week or three times a week, right, that's saying, hey, here's our assignments, here's our calls coming up, those types of things. But it helps me manage that. It's also my e-commerce where people buy things off my site, so forth. But for me as a small business owner at the time, I believe it was $1,500 to get started, and then it has a monthly subscription fee around $250 to $300 a month. And for me at the time, this was probably 6 years ago, you know, that was an investment. And I really had to be thoughtful about those funds and resources and implementing a whole new system and so forth. But I went through their sales process, worked with a fantastic sales rep who answered all my questions, loved my experience, and I sign up. I give them my credit card. And 2 or 3 days later, just because what shows up in my inbox, keep in mind I've already signed up. They've already processed my credit card. They already have my money. See, a lot of excellence in business isn't what you do before the sale. In my opinion, that's what you do after the sale is made. Right? Similar in romantic relationship or when we're interviewing, we all know the right things to say and do in the beginning to court someone. But how do we show up long-term in that relationship? That's the mark of mastery and excellence. Well, about 3 days after I'd signed up, they had my card, they processed it and so forth. I get an email in my inbox that says, thank you. And as I open it up, there's several free gifts tucked in there. MP3 downloads, so it doesn't cost them anything to deliver it. But massive value was in that email of other fellow teachers in email marketing, something that I was new to, right? But, you know, trainings from Frank Kern and Michael Gerber and Jeff Walker and so forth. It was this entirely robust email that just said, hey, we want to welcome you to the Infusionsoft family. Thank you so much. We're so glad you're here. Here's some resources that can really help you in growing your own online business and your email marketing and so forth. To me, that was a definite wow factor. It was above and beyond. They didn't have to do it. I'd already had a great sign-up experience, a great sales process experience. I felt very well taken care of. But it was just the added touch. It was the above and beyond. Here's this gift. I wasn't expecting it. It wasn't implied. It wasn't part of the sales package. It was a just because. Here's the extra mile. Here's what I've been. Again, the wow factor, like, wow, that's pretty cool. Something I do in my own live events, the second thing I wanted to share, and feel free to utilize this if it resonates with you as well. But every time I host a live event, I've hosted large three-day events to, you know, intimate retreats, one-day events, and you name it, to my masterminds with my high-end, you know, inner circle coaching group, those types of things. But in every live event I host, whether it's a retreat or a large ballroom with several hundred people, is everyone that comes to the event live and in person, there's some gift that's waiting for them. And if it's a multi-day event, they get multiple gifts, right? Or my three-day retreat, it's like a gift a day. And that might be a book that I've purchased for the whole group or a beautiful journal. Or they might get a bath bomb, right, as we talk about self-care, or a gift certificate for free coffee or tea or something like that. But a variety of different gifts are just things that increase or add to the experience. Again, I referenced the experience economy, is to up-level the experience. Whatever part of your business, I want you to think about it in this way, okay? Make sure you capture this thought, what I'm about to say, is think about for every dollar or for every sale you make, a portion of that dollar, I believe, in your best interest goes back into the client. Right? So if someone books me to speak somewhere, and this happens, we do this regularly, I get booked to speak, and they pay me to come and do that. Right? A portion of that paid speaking engagement, I will take and put into a gift that goes back to the person that booked me to speak. And if it's a whole team, then we'll send a whole team this like large gift basket and chocolates and treats and so forth. But I want you to think this way is, again, is are you nourishing the relationships, especially the relationships that bring you business? And so if someone signs up with you and they say, great, here's, you know, $100, then you have them maybe take $10 and give them a $10 gift card, goes back into the client, right? Or maybe it's even just like what Infusionsoft did, and it was digital. But for me, at a live event, people have paid for a ticket to be there. And based on the ticket price, tells you how much margin you have to put back into the client. So that at least every live event, a portion of that ticket sale is back into the client in terms of a workbook, in terms of a gift. Sometimes I've done water bottles, like really high-end, high-quality aluminum water bottles. Or I've bought everyone a book, and the whole audience gets a book. Or they get given, you know, a combination of things. When I do my live retreats, and they might get a deck of cards and, you know, a pretty pen and journal, things like that. But just thinking about how can you give back, how can you go the extra mile, I think that's really important if you want to be the standout, is that you're nourishing things that up-level the experience. Again, every time someone gives you money, then a portion of that goes back into the client. So let's say you're a realtor. I know we have a couple of you in real estate in our group. Every time you close on a house, a part of that commission is maybe you buy them some kind of housewarming gift, right? Maybe it's a really nice candle or it's a nice picture frame, right? Or fresh flowers that you send to them. Congratulations. But again, you want to be the standout. And you can also, I know that for some of your businesses get really full, is help delegate this then to an assistant, but every closing or every sign-up, you know, there's some kind of gift back. Now, again, sometimes those gift backs can be digital, but they have worth and they have value. It's similar when you guys sign up for Success Academy and we throw in some free bonuses there as gifts for you to maximize this course that you can access digitally. There's still worth and value in them that people will pay for, but that we offer you to as a gift. So just be thinking about this for yourself. So the wow factor. Secondly, it says deposits. And deposits, I love this mindset. I learned this from Stephen Covey, the author of Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, where he said, see your relationships like a bank account, meaning in terms of, you could call it relationship capital, we want to make several more deposits than we hopefully ever make in withdrawals. Are we depositing in that relationship? Are you going on date night with your spouse? Are you texting loving kind things to your spouse or significant other or your friends? Are you showing up in ways that you're doing kind things? Are you making those deposits in your clients? Are you staying connected? Are you reaching out? You know, it's just being aware of that for yourself to say, okay, am I actively making deposits? And finally, let's talk about the third one there listed as thank yous. And some of these will cross over each other. But let's look at thank yous, right? The power of appreciation, right? Every human you know, right? Think of all the humans that come to mind, all the humans you live with, all the people in your office, or maybe on your team or whatnot. But think about every single one of those humans has a need to feel appreciated. Again, appreciation, recognition, and the power of appreciation goes a long way. So let's talk about a few things. Number one, I learned from my mentor years ago, he had us in an exercise where we'd literally carry around a 3x5 card, and we would chicken scratch to have we appreciated at least 5 to 10 people in a day. And if you got to the end of the day, say it was 11 o'clock at night, and you pull out that little 3x5 card, and maybe you've only appreciated 3 people, and your goal is 5. But you would sit down and maybe write off, you know, send off an email to your brother and appreciating him for some things and how he shows up in your life. Or perhaps you would, you know, show up in a way, you would send off an email to someone on your team and appreciating them. But it got us into the power of appreciation on a regular basis. Now you can send text, you can send email. A favorite of mine is to put handwritten thank you notes in the mail. And I often will travel with me. I'll keep blank note cards with me. You know, you can get them at Target or a stationery store, Barnes & Noble. I love stationery. Like right now in my office, I'm making eye contact. I have a 9-cube, like, cubby hole type setup in my office that has, like, you know, different intentions of each cubby of what goes in those boxes in each space. And one, the one right in the middle of this entire 9 grid is my stationery box. And I collect cards, beautiful cards, blank stationery, thank you cards, get well cards, I love you, you know, all kinds of sweet. And I gather them. I love, anyone else like love stationery? Love, love, love it. There's a beautiful store here in Salt Lake City called Tabula Rasa. And it's like fine, high-end stationery. They even have like the pressed wax seal and the stamps. And, you know, they can do custom things and beautiful cards and so forth. But when I'm in a place and I find a beautiful card, I'll buy them. And then I just tuck them in this little cubby. And then as I'm sending off thank yous or sending off, you know, cards or checks to my team or my affiliates, is that I like it to have that personalized touch. But think about, it's a standout because so much now happens digitally, is to be in someone's mailbox, to put out happy mail. I love sending happy mail, whether it's cards or small packages, right? But to write and send, say, 5 thank you notes a week. But the power of thank yous, right? Again, if someone, 2 thoughts. I've already mentioned if someone gives you a dollar or gives you money in terms of a sale, a portion of that goes back into the client. But I also want you to think about if someone created an introduction for you that put business back into your pocket, think about ways that you can appreciate them. I'll share a couple with you. So if someone, again, has created a paid contract for me. They've either referred a client to me, a speaking engagement to me, then I will send them, right, of course, a piece of that back to them. Because who's ever purchased from me, I invest back in them. But I also invest in the person that created the bridge, who opened the door, who said, hey, you need to know each other. Or, hey, I think Tiffany would be great for your conference. The person that opened the door, so valuable, is often we're so focused on the new opportunity, we run after that, But if we turned around, just like if some complete stranger at your supermarket today opens the door for you, or at the post office or whatnot, our natural inclination is to say thank you. They opened the door. So the person that opens the door, make sure you thank them as well. And some kind of notes. Now, let me give you a few ideas of things I've done. And take any that you want. I'd love to hear yours, too, if we want to start a thread on our Facebook group. But things, again, I've said thank you notes. I've put gift cards in the mail, right? Thank you notes, sent flowers, gift baskets. One fun one that I really loved doing a couple years back is when I was running my Inner Circle coaching group, and previous past attendees who referred clients into my current group, I had my assistant reach out to the previous client, the client who had opened the door and had referred this new client to me. I had my assistant reach out and ask them, hey, Tiff would like to meet with you. When is a time block she'd like, a three-hour time block that you guys can get together? Can you give me a few options in your schedule over the next few weeks? And they all responded back, sure, what is it Tiff wants? Okay, yeah, okay, here's when I can meet, and here's some open blocks that I could make happen. And then I had my assistant in each of their cities track down a really nice high-end day spot and book them a 2 or 3 service package where they could go get a massage and get a facial and a pedicure and just really go have an experience where they get loved on. I can't tell you how fun it was to let them know, thank you for letting me know your availability. You have been booked at this spot at this time, and your services and your gratuity is handled. Go enjoy yourself. Go get pampered. That was a fun give back, a fun thank you. Right? Now, keep in mind, they were referring things to me that were in the $10,000 and $12,000 range. And so, yes, I had the capacity to spend $500 or so, right, back into the client. But then they go and they get loved on and nourished and feel valued, seen, and appreciated. See what I'm saying? Now, again, everything is relative to the amount that's coming in. But think about two people you need to regularly be appreciating in your business life, those who are writing you a check, and those creating introductions for you in your business, is that you absolutely want to be appreciating and nourishing those relationships, right? One of the things I love, there's this book about Lady Gaga, right? And Lady Gaga right now is getting a lot of attention for a movie that's been nominated for lots of awards. And so whether you love her music or not, that she's fantastic at, there's a book called Monster Loyalty. But one of the things she's done exceptionally well with her fans, right, is she's created raving fans. And there's an article, I'll post it in our Facebook group, called 1,000 Raving Fans by Kevin Kelly, and it's fantastic thinking in marketing, is that you don't need a bazillion clients. You need a handful of clients that you take exceptional care of, and then they go out and they start naturally sharing you. And that moves into maybe 100. Maybe it's not 1,000, maybe it's 100 raving fans. Either way, I'll post the article so you can read it. The same concept is true whether it's 100 or 1,000, is are you taking exceptional care of your existing clientele? Do they feel loved? Do they feel valued? Do they feel seen? And you create raving fans. Those fans then do a whole lot for you. They're out the ones sharing you, promoting you. And then take exceptional care of them because they're the ones, again, that are helping you grow your business, your platform, and your influence. So for me, I have a formal affiliate program set up. If you'd like to become an affiliate, we'll also let that option be there, where we're regularly, quarterly writing checks to affiliates who people, you get your own custom affiliate link. And as you share my work and my programs, or say Success Academy, we pay $100 to every Success Academy sign up that comes through your link. So as you're out, say, sharing me authentically and organically, I love that, thank you, but I'd prefer you to share a specific link and allow me to give back to you in appreciation of that. I appreciate it regardless, but I love to take care of the people that are also health introducing people to my work, right? So whether it's in a formal affiliate program or so forth, but be thinking about regularly, how can I thank people? How can I add value? How can I deposit a wow factor? But I want people to feel valued and important to me. And again, there's lots of ways we can create this in our relationship. So I've shared lots, right? Sending the thank you note. I love the thank you note. Sending off the text, the email. I'd also say intentional things I'd be doing if it was me in your relationship business. Every single week, at least once a week, I'm in person with someone in my network. I go to lunch or tea at least once a week with someone in my network, right? Like last Friday, I was at lunch with these two beautiful women and what they're up to and what they're creating, right? And spending time nourishing those relationships. And so spending time in person is really important as well. And that you can go, great, let's grab lunch, let's grab tea or coffee. A lot of times I like to maximize, thinking about tailing off last week around time blocking, is that if I'm going to go out for lunch, I also want to book an afternoon tea. I mean, if I've got a bra on and makeup on and I've done my hair and I'm out and about, man, let's maximize that, because that's not always the case, right? And so for me, I love that. It's like, hey, and it doesn't always work out that way, but a lot of times it does, is I'll do breakfast and a lunch, or I'll do lunch and then a tea, and I'll go meet with people and connect and spend time face-to-face, ask questions, nourish them, bring a gift, you know, pick up the tab different times. And I don't always do that, right, in terms of it doesn't always have to be above and beyond. But I'm regularly spending time with my relationships online and in person, and invite you to do the same. Can I share one thing that I think is critical in relationships right now? And it's not just right now, always. And it doesn't cost a dime, right? Because you've heard me rattle off some small things to high-end things and everything in between. But I want you to think about is, are you present when you're with the person in front of you? I believe what people are craving more than they ever have before is presence and connection. Because, see, we live in such a digitally driven age today, and myself included, we are all easily distracted by our little technology devices. So one of my personal rules is if I'm at lunch or dinner, tea, my cell phone stays in my purse, and it's on complete silent. I don't need it to distract me. I just want to give my full attention. It's to be present. Now, again, if you live with someone and you're like, yeah, but there is a point I am on my technology, and I have life and doing business and things, I get it. But whether with your kids, your significant other, your person at lunch, your friend, and again, sometimes it's easy to take for granted the people that have been in our lives the longest and who've been the best to us, but that's actually who I hope you nourish the most, right? Because if you're on an interview, you already know you're not pulling out your cell phone. If you're on a first date, you already know I'm going to be on my best behavior and I'm going to give my full attention. What about the friend that's been with you since college, right? Or the significant other and so forth. And I don't share that at all to feel any kind of guilt. I'm just asking us to up-level our intention, is to really be present, to really ask, to really listen, and to give someone our time and our attention. I think that's one of the best deposits we can make, because we've all had the experience, right, where we've been with someone and they make us feel like we're the only person in the room. And we feel so valued and so heard, and we're like, oh my gosh, I trust this person. And yet we've also been with someone who they're acting like, yeah, they might be talking to us, but their eyes are, they're waiting for the next best person to walk by, or they're keeping their eye out, or they're checking their watch or looking at their phone. And they might be, yeah. But we know they're not really listening. We know we don't feel cared about in that moment. Even though they might be physically with us, mentally, they're miles away. And so this isn't about them. This is about us. How do we be the change we want to see in the world? How do we show up that way in a much more powerful intention? Hopefully this is giving you some great thoughts, things that you can be doing for your own relationships, your own business, your own home life. Let's talk about, still on page 24, it says add value, be a resource, right? I like to ask people questions. I like to, whether online or in person, I love to ask the questions like, what's your most important goal you're currently working on? Or what's the biggest challenge you're currently up against? And you could even add it to the question on page 24 that says, what is your most important goal or biggest challenge that either I or a member of my network could help you with? What's going on for you? What do you need help with? How can I best serve or support you? And that we show up in that way, that we go, okay, I really want to be of service to you. And a great way to do that is to ask, how can I best support you, is another great question, if you want to write that down. How can I best support you? What would feel like love for you? What would feel like great support? And allowing yourself to drop in and ask those questions, being present with the person you're with. I think one of the key things, there's a great book that's out there. You've probably read it or at least heard of it. It's a classic in the personal growth field called How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. And at the crux of that, he's in essence talking about a lot of the same things we're discussing. I love to say one of my million-dollar questions, and I'd like you to write this down for me in your notes, is this. And that question is, how often Do I make other people feel important? Another way to rephrase that is, how often do other people feel important in my presence? How often do I make other people feel important? Or do they feel important in my presence? I think that's really what we're after here, right, is the value of, are you helping people get their emotional needs met? Do they feel seen? Do they feel significant? Do they feel valued by you, seen, important, listened to, right? Are we cultivating that in our relationships? And there's many ways to do it. But it's choosing in to intentionally show up this way. Now, here's the follow-up piece to it. It's exactly that. It says follow-up on page 24. I want you to consider scheduling it. Right, coming off last week and the phrase success is scheduled, is I literally have in my Friday schedule every single week, it pops up for me and it says, it reminds me, it says RN baby exclamation point. And RN stands for relationship nourishment for me, RN baby, and it reminds me. Now, some weeks I might be speaking at that time, or I might be traveling, or I might be out of lunch, but the consistency of seeing it in my schedule is it allows me to then go, that's right, who do I need to nourish this week? And I want you to ask that same question. Who do I need to nourish this week? Who do I need to follow up with? Right? Because we all have the best of intentions, but we know, again, like what I've already said in this call and in the first week as well, is great knowledge or great intentions, so to speak, doesn't necessarily change our life. It can put us on the right path, but the actions we're taking is what distinguishes our success of what we're seeing or experiencing in our lives. That is what we want to be about, and that's what we want to be after, right? So think about that. Is it in your schedule? Where does it live? A couple of thoughts specifically or practically. If you're going to, let's say, host a class, or, you know, like myself, I'm speaking at a large event on Friday called at the Salt Lake Women's Show, and we have a booth in that and so forth. And so I have a lot of ways that we can gather people's information, so forth. But before I even go to the show, is then in the following week, is where's my follow-up blocks? Is before you even go to the live event or the conference or the convention, is booking time in your calendar for when you're going to follow up, right? When is this going to happen? So it's not just a great idea, because we all, again, have the idea, but when is it? When are you nourishing your relationship? When is it going to happen? Where does it live in your calendar? What a difference this makes, right? I'm a big believer, as that last line says, cultivate your network versus advertising only. Hey, if you want to put out billboards, or you want to run Facebook ads, or whatever kind of advertising you want to do, that's awesome. But what will help you have the most sustainable influence to your success is that your relationships are well nourished, and that you show up in a way where you appreciate, you validate, you acknowledge, you celebrate the different people in your life and in your business. So let's go on to page 25, and let's look at this in a couple of different other angles and a few things, as I've already mentioned earlier, that we'll go deeper on. But at the top of page 25, it says nourish relationships. So let's talk about, who are we going to nourish? And there's a couple of categories I want you to think about, and especially we'll talk about if you're looking for cash now or thinking, I really need to increase my business now. I'm going to share that on point four here in just a moment. But number one, similar to what I was just talking about with the Lady Gaga example in that book, Monster Loyalty, or the Kevin Kelly article that I'll post for you, is who are your fans, right? Who are the people that totally have your back? And who are the people that they're regularly thinking yes, and they're sharing you, they support you, they might be personal friends, might be your spouse, might be a best friend. But thinking about this is, who are your fans? And let's nourish them first, right? Like, so your significant other, your best friend, your mom, your sister, whoever has been showing up for you in a consistent manner, let's get those people nourished. Send them a card. Send them flowers. Take them to lunch. Go do something that will support and nourish them. Number two is thinking about, who are you drawn to, or who do you look up to, right? Who do you just feel a draw to? And spend time nourishing them and perhaps inviting them to lunch or sending them a card or just saying and sharing with them, hey, I really just want you to know I appreciate who you are or how you're showing up in life and what is it that you're doing and what is it that you're creating, right? That's powerful as well as nourishing those relationships. Number three is looking at other people who are influencers in your industry, right? I love this. It's who are the influencers in your industry that you want to connect to, right? For me, it's like, gosh, I love connecting with other like-minded people, other coaches and people that are creating goodness. Right? I attended a gathering yesterday of other people that are similar path to what I'm up to. And I love that. I love to learn from them. I love to share with them. But making that as well as part of your time to say, great. So if let's say your current company or firm that you're working at, who are the top three or four salespeople? And maybe you're one of them as well, but, you know, go to lunch with, learn from, and spend time around those individuals that are also at the top of their game. Spend time nourishing those relationships. Number four, and what I want to spend the most time on page 25 is this one. And I want you to consider your existing or previous clients, right? And I want you to intentionally this week reach out to them, maybe offer a free bonus, at least check in to say hello. But there's so much value here, and this is often an untapped part of your business. See, when we think of sales, most often people, when they think of sales, they think of a new client. They think of in recruiting, like, oh, I need a new client, new sign up, new enrollment, new leader, right? New contract, new. And nothing wrong with that. Definitely some of your time in your nourishing of your time each week, I want you to put in at least 50% of time, absolutely, that's dedicated to relationships and relationship building activities, right? I want spent in new relationships. But the other 50% of that I want spent in existing relationship. And here's why. Let's talk about this to take it deeper. People buy from those they know, like, and trust, right? We've already said that. But it's understanding if you've already done business with someone, an existing or previous client, to take time to nourish them, to reach out to them, and to nourish or love on that relationship. Now, there's a video that will come out in your assignment email called Get Clients Now. And it's an older video, so just know that, the style and the setup and so forth, but the content is still so fantastic. So that's going to be coming out to you today. But the gist of that is created off of a client I was coaching many years back, and I'm going to share with you this example. And then this example is how all of you can then take it and go create if you need some cash now. If you're saying, I need to feel that now, or I'm needing some support with that at this time. So many years ago, I was coaching a woman. She lived in Canada. Her name was Caroline. And Caroline is a professional organizer. But she'd really grown a great platform, had a book, had been on some of her local television and so forth. When I met Caroline, she was also wanting to develop herself as a better speaker and trainer and so forth. And she hired me to help grow her business. And this is back when I used to do a lot of private one-off, you know, one-on-one type coaching. And as I was working with Caroline, she was happened to be going through two major life experiences. She was in the process of a divorce, of I think of like a 13-year marriage. And even though it was amicable and she was in a space with that relationship, there's a lot of peace about the choice. She was now like, you know, getting into a new apartment and new things and many more fees and costs than she had foreseen. She also had a really tough experience with a sexual assault. And in that experience, so she was, you know, struggling with that, and we were helping support her, you know, emotionally and so forth. So it was just, the point is, it was a season of her life where it just kind of hit all at once, and it was a whole lot going on for her. And we got on one of her early coaching calls, and she just shared with me, Tiff, I'm really stressed about money. You know, it's all of these things that have all happened at the same time, getting divorced, having to pay for my own place and all, set up a lot of things I wasn't planning on. You know, these different dynamics and working through some things, and I'm really in this kind of tough spot. I said, okay. I said, well, here's one of your assignments this week. This week I want you to make a list of 10 clients you've already done previous professional organizing for, whether they're an individual residence or they're a commercial property, but someone you've already done this work for. I want a list of 10, and here's what I'd like you to do. I want you to call them, and I want you to check in with each of them. Now, these are what we call connection calls. I want you to write that down for me in your notes. I don't call them sales calls or follow-up calls. I call them connection calls, right? You're in the connection business, and those connections create clients. But I said, I want you to make a list of 10 people, and I want you to call them, and here's an outline of what you can say. Number one is, hello, I've been thinking about you, would love to catch up, connect. And then ask them, how's life going, and how's your space? How's that flowing for you? Because, again, she's in that world. And then wrapping up with, well, is there anything I can do to support you? You don't have to call and sell anything. You don't have to say, here's the deal of the day. Here's the special we're running this month. Just call and connect. How are you? Been thinking about you. How's your space? How's it flowing? And then you wrap that call with, how can I best support you? Or is there anything I can do to support you? Unbeknownst to me, that assignment was a really big stretch for her. But I gave her the assignment along with a few other things and said, enjoy those assignments and we'll connect next week. We get on the call following week later and say, great, let's go through your assignments, how'd they go? And she goes, well, I got to tell you, the assignment you gave me to call 10 people and to connect with 10 previous clients I'd done business with, it was powerful, but I got to tell you, I was so scared to do it. I cried. I was nervous. I had all this anxiety. I thought I was going to throw up. But I knew if I didn't do this assignment, you would get after me, which is why I've hired you to coach me and hold me accountable, right? And I said, okay, so tell me about it. And there's a gem in that lesson too, by the way. I said, how did it go? And she goes, well, 5 of the 10 signed up right away for more business. I paid for all of my bills, all my coaching. It's all handled in 1 week from that one assignment. I said, awesome. 50% close rate on the spot. It's pretty amazing. She said, you know what else is fascinating to me, though, is how many of them said to me, you know, Caroline, I've been thinking about you, and I've meant to reach out. She said, that just was a really insight for me. And I said, well, interesting. So tell me why you were nervous to make these calls. And I said, tell me about that. She goes, yeah, if you would have asked me to call 10 new people, I would have been fine with that. But I was scared to call these previous clients. I said, why? What's the story you're telling? And she said, well, the story I'm telling is that they already know what I do, and they've already hired me. If they wanted to hire me again, they'd let me know, wouldn't they? And I don't want to be a pest. And I said, there we go, right? It's that fear of being judged. I don't want to seem salesy. I don't want to be pushy. And I said, yeah, but you were just calling to connect. You didn't sell them anything. You just checked in and asked them questions. And then they said to you, hey, actually, I could use your support. Can we book some time on the calendar? Awesome. Yes. Right? If all she was doing was connecting, but her story was, I don't want to be salesy. I don't want to be pushy. How often is that your story? And maybe you're getting in your own way. Is, yeah, you don't have to call and sell anything, but call and connect, nourish, follow up. See, previous clients who've already booked you before, just like in her case, or bought from you before, they're likely to do it again. Or refer people to you, right? But they may say, great, well, you know who I think really would love and value, be, you know, receive a lot of value from you is this group or this person. That's a powerful tool to be regularly nourishing and connecting with your previous or existing clients. Because you want to go deeper with them. You already have the trust with them, right? So if you're thinking always about new, is I want you to pause that, and I want you to spend at least half the time in your relationship nourishment quadrant nourishing your existing relationships, spending time there, offering value, showing up, nourishing them. I think that's a powerful, powerful thing to be doing. Number 5 is another example of nourishing relationships. There's a lot of people you're connected to, especially being online now. One thing I like to do is quarterly identify 5 people I want to have a better relationship with and to intently spend time, you know, going to lunch, sending them an article, putting a note in the mail. Hey, could we spend time connecting and nourishing those relationships? That's another way to help support you in what you're creating. One last thing I just want to highlight before we get ready to wrap up this week's training. I'm on page 26 at the top. It says master listening. I tucked this in already in our training today, but I talked about one particular thing. As I said, it's like oxygen to a relationship is helping people feel heard. Now, it's fascinating to me. I even have a communications degree, and there was not a course dedicated to listening. Because often when we think of communication, we think of output, right? We think of, I want to be a better public speaker, or how do I write better copy, or how do I become a better writer, right? All output of communication versus intentionally becoming the kind of people in our homes and in our business lives where we're mastering the skill set of listening. I love the quote by Jack Canfield there that says, focus on being interested versus interesting, as well as Stephen Covey's quote there on page 26 as well that says, most often we listen with the intent to reply versus to understand. Right? We might be listening to someone, shaking our head, yep, but really we're just rehearsing our argument internally. We're thinking about our thought process and what we're going to say next and so forth. really versus taking a deep breath and dropping into really holding the space to hear someone, to listen. Tell me more about that. How did that make you feel? How's that going for you? How are you processing that? What's come up for you, right? If you're serious about growing your relationship fulfillment and your influence, I put your intention on becoming a better listener. Ask more, talk less, as I love to say. And we'll talk more about that on week 8 as well when we get into the 5 gates of closing sales and that powerful methodology on closing and how do I close more sales and so forth. It's in what you're asking. But we want to be mastering more so asking and listening than talking, right? Now, it comes a place where, yes, absolutely, you get to share too, but we're talking about skills you can put your intention on. This week, I'm going to ask that you nourish at least 5 relationships in your network. You can decide those 5. You can decide how you nourish them, whether you send off a gift, you send off a note, you take someone to lunch, you do all a combination of those things. Maybe you send off 3 notes and take someone to lunch and send someone this or do this or that. I'll let you decide that. But becoming someone who regularly nourishes their relationships, you will create thriving success and sustainability at what you're up to. You're all in the people business, and you will always be in the people business. And how people feel when they're in relationship with you, whether online or in person, how they're feeling about that is the direct correlation to the success and the influence that you're creating. I wish you a fantastic beginning to your week. Enjoy that. If you haven't yet done your weekly planning, I posted about this last night, as I did mine Sunday night, last night. If you haven't done it yet this week, that's fine, but I would take some time as we log off here and map out some of your week and practice some time-blocking spots. Invite you to continue on with your morning ritual, your mirror work, your joy list this week. Spend time nourishing you too, as well as nourishing other people in your relationship. I look forward to connecting with you on our Wednesday coaching Q&A session. My hope is you're able to join us live. If not, but you have a question, feel free to share that in our Facebook group. And I will weave that into what we share on Wednesday. If you have any other questions or things you'd like to serve or support or that I can add value to you in any way, by all means, feel free to share it in our Facebook group, and we will stay connected there. Have a great rest of your day, everyone. Look forward to connecting with you soon, and go invest in your relationships. Talk to you soon.